So much for California. We turn now to the second biggest prize yesterday, New York. And we'll also talk about the rest of the Northeast with Doug Muzio. He's a specialist in public opinion and voting behavior at Baruch College here in New York. Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Let's start first with New York. Now, Hillary Clinton won big in her home state. No surprise, right?
No surprise. I mean, she won 57% of the popular vote. Obama, 40%. She won a sizable majority of the electorate's delegates, 127. He won 87. You know, it was a substantial win. It wasn't a blowout because proportional representation of delegates doesn't allow a blowout.
And he did better than the polls indicated he would do earlier in this campaign
season. I mean, clearly, if you track the polling from Iowa through South Carolina to here, clearly had tremendous momentum. And he closed the case in a lot of states and came close in others. It would have been very difficult, if not impossible, for him to win New York, either the popular vote or the delegates, unless the Clinton campaign collapsed, and they didn't.
And Doug, what about the issues that motivated the voters? Where did they break down?
Well, the economy was the driving issue in the Northeast and throughout the nation, in fact, for both Democrats and Republicans, and those voters went overwhelmingly in New York and the Northeast to Hillary Clinton. Obama did what he does best, you know, the change agent. That aura about him and the campaign was reflected in the results.
And the demographics, the same as it is nationally?
Yeah, it seems to be the same as it is nationally and what it looked like. He did very well among blacks. He did very well among more upscale, younger voters. So you see this race, age, gender. With women, he did surprisingly well with women, even though, again, women are the core of Clinton's constituency. Hispanics, again, in New York as elsewhere, were pivotal for Clinton. They were absolutely central to her majorities in a number of states. They weren't the difference, but they were a big difference. New York, New Jersey, California.
Talk to me about Connecticut. Not a lot of African Americans there. Obama won that state.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's an upscale state. It's a more wealthy state. It's an educated state. So the sociodemographics sort of went their way, even though there aren't many blacks. He won Idaho. He won North Dakota. There ain't too many black people there.
Let's talk about the Republican Party in the Northeast. John McCain, a blowout.
Total blowout. That, in combination with his wins throughout the country, really put him in command of the race. And I think he was right last night when he said he's the front runner. Can he lose? Yes. Is he likely to lose? No. You have a two-person race in the Democratic Party, and you have one and two half candidates in the other race.
And where do you see, in the general, in the Northeast, where do people line up?
Well, I mean, what you see is John McCain won states that he's not going to win in November, in all likelihood. He's not going to win New Jersey. He's not going to win New York. He's not going to win Connecticut. I mean, if the pattern holds. So he's winning. Winning states, big states, take it all states that are very important in nominating him, but not necessarily getting him anywhere in the general election.
Doug Muzio is a specialist in public opinion and voting behavior at Baruch College here in New York City. Thanks, Doug.
My pleasure.